directly to Myra's father. It will be fatter than any of Igor's pigs. If it is that big and fat, asked Elia, how will I be able to carry it up the mountain? The piglet is not too heavy for you now, is it? Asked Madame Zeroni. Of course not, said Elia. Do you think it will be too heavy for you tomorrow? No. Every day you will carry the pig up the mountain. It will get a little bigger, but you will get a little stronger. After you give the pig to Myra's father, I want you to do one more thing for me. Anything, said Elia. I want you to carry me up the mountain. I want to drink from the stream, and I want you to sing the song to me. Elia promised he would. Madame Zeroni warned that if he failed to do this, he and his descendants would be doomed for all of eternity.
Here's another flashback. This time we've learned about Stanley's infamous great-great-grandfather. Did you notice the space on page 28 before this flashback started? I think it will be important to look for those breaks so that we can tell when a flashback is about to begin. Anyway, in this flashback, we learn that Stanley's great-great-grandfather was supposed to carry Madame Zeroni up the mountain and sing her a song, or his family would be doomed forever. Could this be where Stanley's family curse began? Maybe Elia Yelnats didn't follow through on his promise. Let's keep reading at the paragraph near the bottom of page 31, which begins, At the time, Elia thought...
At the time, Elia thought nothing of the curse. He was just a 15-year-old kid, and eternity didn't seem much longer than a week from Tuesday. Besides, he liked Madame Zeroni, and would be glad to carry her up the mountain. He would have done it right then and there, but he wasn't yet strong enough. Stanley was still digging. His hole was about 3 feet deep, but only in the center. It sloped upward to the edges. The sun had only just come up over the horizon, but he already could feel its hot rays against his face.